And call the Joint Subcommittee on Long Range Planning to order. And this morning, I'll have the Secretary call the roll.
Senator Brown.
Here.
Representative Cook.
Here.
Representative Eli.
Here.
Representative Chesney.
He's excused.
He's excused, all right. Representative Sesso.
Excused.
Senator Sonju.
Excused.
Senator Carol Williams.
Here.
And Representative Matt Chairman.
Okay, we don't have a large crowd, but I got to get used to this reminder about the cell phones. Put them on vibrator, turn them off. We want to talk about some procedural things this morning. And first of all, I'd like to talk about proxies. And I need your input on this. You know, in our standing committees, you know, we've had the vice chairs go ahead and those that have elected to allow proxies to handle them. And we'll not be voting on some things for a while, I don't believe. But we need to kind of get an understanding. We are, in my opinion, that we should allow proxies, but I need the input from the committee to see what they think. Some of the members in here, I know that Representative Sesso and Senator Williams have got many, many things to do, and at some times they're not going to be able to be here. And because of that, I believe they should be, you know, we should allow votes. But I would ask the committee's comments on that. And first of all, Senator Brown, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's important just for the movement of the committee that we are able to move ahead with the votes. And as vice president, I'll be attentive to keeping track of our side of it. I also realize that we do have a real challenge with Representative Sesso and Senator Williams in their positions. They really are going to be spread thin. The trick is, are we going to be able to know where their votes are and how they want to vote so we can get them recorded at the same time? But I'd like to see us move ahead with a similar method to make sure that we do get the votes and can facilitate committee action.
Thank you. And Senator Williams, I'd like your thoughts on that, how you think we can accommodate both you and Representative Sesso.
Well, I was wondering, how did we do it last session? Do you remember?
I think we had even numbers, I think. And so we had, if you had another...
Somebody in charge
that you would entrust your proxy to, they voted it for you.
Yeah.
If you'd like to entrust your vote to me, I'd be glad to vote for you.
Well, it is a little, I would not entrust my vote to Representative Sesso. I know. Because he comes in too late. But I think we should have proxies. I think it's important that every voice gets heard here, even if we have to be stepping out of the room for something. But I think maybe we should just do what we did last time, is entrust one member of each party to be responsible for those proxies, and then we need to keep the record. I think there were sessions in the past, I don't remember if it was last one, that people were a little loose in how they did the proxies. I think you have to sign it, you have to date it, and give it to somebody to be able to vote it for you.
Senator Williams, I fully intend to do that so that the proxies will be turned into the secretary and they will be retained and they will be by item number, date, so that they're not loosely done. The other thing that I'm going to try to do, and I'm going to have to ask Kathy's help on this, is be prepared enough so that you know we got votes coming up. So that if you want to talk to somebody or something like that, we're going to do executive action, not going to say we don't get into a crunch situation down towards the end that we're going to have to go into executive, but try to give you enough notice so that you can get your wishes, if you know you're not going to be here, to that person. The only other question I have, is there any problem with a person of a party doing this between the Senate and the House? members. Would that normally, you got two different chambers, and in the past, you know, we have our House committees, and that's not a problem. But when you get in these joint subcommittees where you got both senators and representatives, is there any discomfort with a House member, say, voting your vote?
No, I don't see why not. Okay. I think it's a matter of somebody doing it well and keeping track of it more than which side of the building they're on.
Okay. So, well, I just think we needed to make that clear that normally that's not a procedure that we do, but in this case, unless there's any objection from the committee, I think that's the correct way to handle it under these circumstances. And I think in the spirit of that, we're demonstrating we want everybody to have the opportunity to vote on all the issues that come before the committee. Representative McChesney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do appreciate the opportunity to do that. I find myself in a rather demanding position of being on two appropriation subcommittees. So my challenge this session will be trying to divide my time equitably between the two and to have the opportunity to have my vote proxied in here just on the off chance that I should not be able to be present is greatly appreciated. So thank you.
And I think, you know, we talked a little bit about Representative Cecil and Senator Williams with their other responsibilities, that there could be a time when both you and Representative Cecil are not here because of, and so I think it's appropriate that if, and say Senator Williams is, that I think you are. I guess the one thing I want to be very cautious about is not that we end up with a big brouhaha over proxies, but I think if we keep track of them, and like I say, we're very specific on date, item number, title. Certainly we're reasonable people, and that should work well, I think. Okay.
Do we have those proxy forms then?
We'll get them, and I'll have the secretary, Marianne, get them and get a number of them so you can sign them. And then I'm going to ask her to put them in a folder with your name on them. And if at the time we need to vote, I'll say that maybe Senator Williams is not here. You can get that folder out, and we can get it to that. We do it in our standing committees. We have a person that's assigned to keep track of those, but in this case, it's going to be fluid, I think. So I think that would be our best procedure there. Okay. Do we want a goodie fund? Yeah, it is. Well, maybe they should just find out when we tell them how much they owe. Because they get to pay the $100 and I get to pay the $10. That's the advantage of being a freshman. No, what we do is we each kick in some money, and the secretary has some healthy things for us to snack on, and we'll have coffee and that sort of thing. If you want some juice, that sort of thing. It's kind of common practice in committees. And if there's no objection, I would suggest we start out with $10 a piece and get it to the secretary. She'll keep track. And when the funds start running low, she'll notify me, and we can redo that. Okay. And then I think at this point, I think our secretary, Marianne's got a few organizational things she would like to visit about.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Marianne McKay, and I've sort of actually met you in a way, but it wasn't like I've done it before, where the first meeting was the organizational meeting. I actually served this committee last session, and I really enjoyed it, so I'm glad to be back. I just have a few things I wanted to talk to you about. Actually, because of where we are and that my room is so far away, I'm storing two boxes, at this point, two boxes, with binders and these accordion files. And they're out here in this Senate hallway, right by the copier, et cetera. There's a counter there, and there's space under the counter. So there's two boxes there, and it'll be labeled long-range planning. If you need something out of a box while, you know, you're out of here, that's where to find them. I mean, you can call me, and I can come help you, too. But if I wasn't around, that's where they'll be. So far what I've been doing, if I've found a briefcase or a backpack sort of thing, or your personal folder, that is something beyond these binders, I've tried to either find you right away or get it to you on the House floor or the Senate floor. So if you leave something behind, I think the best thing to assume is I will not leave anything behind in this room as I leave, and I will try to get it to you. Little incidentals like this pen, I sort of gather them up. And so if you ever think, oh, my gosh, where is it? I probably have it, all right? This year, the secretaries were told that we need to let everyone on our committee know about fire drills and where to go. And from here, you actually go out this door right down the hall, and you're heading west toward the main area. But right off to your left is a sign that says elevator and exit. There's kind of like a smaller area with an elevator, but right beyond that elevator is a fire tower exit. That's the closest exit from here. If we needed to leave the building, reasons to leave are things like fire, earthquake. There are also times where we shelter in place, but we won't worry about that because we just get to stay here. Do we need to find that together as a group, or can you just sort of look on your way out today? It's really not far out of here at all, but it's very close compared to some of the other areas. My question to you, Chairman McNutt, about the sign-in sheets for the people coming to visit. In the past, my last session, the sign-in sheets were inside the door because it gave me a better sense if people were signing in, or outside the door. What would you rather have?
Inside the door, so you can kind of monitor.
Okay.
And you might notice somebody that does speak and that you don't think they signed in.
Right.
You can remind me and I can make sure that they have.
Okay. And then I think that's probably all of it, except I will go buy you some wonderful things to eat by tomorrow morning. Thank you.
And I apologize for not doing the introduction first, and apologize to Kathy. A very capable staff person, Kathy Duncan. I don't know how long you've been doing this, but I was on the committee last session, and all I can say is she keeps us on the straight and narrow and just does a fantastic job. And with that, Kathy, do you have some comments you'd like to make?
Mr. Chairman, I don't really have much to say today. I'm going to provide a overview of long-range planning tomorrow. You kind of already have had that, so it'll probably be an abbreviated version, but I think there's probably some detail that I didn't go into last week that might be valuable for you. And I plan to do that tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, I guess, I believe we're scheduled to start House Bill 15. That'll be then the beginning of our actual work. Then, did you want to talk about Monday? Is that why you were pointing at this question? Oh. Okay. Yes, do you all have a copy of the schedule? I've been trying to send out emails to you all whenever I get them updated or change the schedule in any way. It might be better than my handing out schedules. They tend to change just a whole lot during these first few weeks as we get more detail into what's going to be heard every day. Then they tend to change, but right now I think generally, the outline is set. One thing I'm going to be watching for this week is the scheduling of the state special allocations bill, which is one of the unusual bills this subcommittee is going to be working on, potentially. I guess that's if they schedule it in appropriations. So I'm going to keep an eye out for that one. And so depending on what happens there, we might have more changes coming in the middle of the week. For right now, I think the schedule is in pretty good shape, at least for the first week or two.
Anything else, Kathy?
No.
No. I just wanted to just to reemphasize that Kathy does, we coordinate very well, and it's a schedule change. You'll get an updated copy, but that'll give you some heads up on what's coming. And you can see that we're going to have some overviews and some hearings. And then, like on the following Monday, we'll still have... we'll start House Bill 5. But anyway, you can follow the schedule. That should help you, and if we keep it updated, both you and Representative Cecil can kind of have a heads up of what we're doing. And both of you having served on this, I think that helps a bunch. Anything else from committee members? Any questions or comments? And I can't get you in. Christine is from the Office of Budget and Program Planning. She was with us last session. She has two functions, to try to advise us and then keep that mic in front of people's face, the way we've got it organized here. If you have any comments you'd like to make. Oh, okay. Good. Good. Little different committee. We're not dealing with House Bill 2 items here yet, or anything that has to go to House Bill 2, but and so we don't have the multitude of decisions to make other than the programs that come before this committee that are long range and ongoing. Any other comments from the committee? Not. We're going to adjourn until tomorrow morning. Thank you all. Adjourn until tomorrow morning. Thank you all.